I'm Theodore Henry with GIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 13. Coming up, Epoch co-chair lauds growth in private sector credit, over 1,200 patrons to benefit from Jamaica House Rio, and government reiterates its commitment to reducing energy costs. The news in detail after the break.
Are you committed to Jamaica's growth and development? Would you like to work on high-impact projects in a fast-paced environment? Do you have a record of outstanding professional achievement and leadership skills? Then, welcome to the Jamaica House Fellowship and the most exciting 2 years of your life. Apply now at opm.gov.jm/Jamaica House Fellowship or call toll-free 1-888-429-5543. That is 1-888-429-5543. The Jamaica House Fellowship. Applications close August 2, 2016.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, is commending local banks for the notable increase in credit extended to private sector companies. Recent studies from the Bank of Jamaica indicate that private sector credit has increased by 10% over the last 12 months, suggesting that more companies are seeking to expand. Mr. Biles says this will help reduce inflation and benefit the economy over the medium to long term.
It's a good indicator of how active the private sector is in drawing down loans to make investments. And what we're seeing is that that credit is growing to the private sector. In real terms, that is taking out inflation. This is a pretty good number. I think that all economists would be quite happy to see that this number has hit double digits.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing Wednesday. Over 1,200 patrons are expected to benefit from the offerings of Jamaica House Rio at the upcoming Olympic Games in Brazil. Jamaica House Rio Village will be located at Prado in Rio de Janeiro from August 10 to 21. It will showcase a live screening of the games, live music, celebrity guest artists, Jamaican films and documentaries, destination presentations, dedicated press area, and an Appleton and Red Stripe bar. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says the budget for Jamaica House Rio is significantly less than what was spent in London 4 years ago.
Jamaica House Rio is going to cost us this year less than half of what it cost us for London. We have a budget of $767,000 and we have sponsorship of pretty close to $400,000 of that. So if you net it out, it will perhaps cost us under $500,000.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the launch of Jamaica House Rio 2016 in New Kingston Wednesday. The concept is in keeping with the marketing strategy of the Jamaica Tourist Board to capitalize on the exposure Brand Jamaica will receive during the Olympic Games. Meanwhile, Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Olivia Grange, says the Jamaica House location for the 2017 IAAF World Athletics Championship to be held in London has already been identified. Minister Grange says the Jamaica House concept is a major part of efforts to develop sports tourism as the ministry seeks to diversify the country's tourism product.
Next year, Jamaica 55 is also the year we celebrate the World Championship because we're going there again to win medals. And we are way ahead of the game because we have found a wonderful location.
Minister Grange is urging Jamaicans in the diaspora to come out and support the village. And Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, has reiterated that the government's effort to reduce the cost of energy is critical to the growth agenda. Minister Samuda, who was closing the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday, said a sustained reduction in energy costs will benefit all Jamaicans.
And this will assist our big manufacturers who are competing on the international stage and our micro, small and medium-sized enterprises which have to work that much harder to put out their products in an efficient and competitive manner. Families will also benefit from the reduced energy costs as well. They will no doubt be able to put these savings to better use.
Minister Samuda says the government will continue to engage Jamaicans in the process of achieving energy diversification, energy efficiency, and conservation. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.